think us, because each souls are sinking day by day. Many souls sink day by day. But out of them all, the love of God, the mercy of God prevail for us. And we scale through every day. Even Bible confirming that each day are full of evil. But out of these, God kept his own, in whom we are one of them. Can we begin to appreciate the Lord for every day benefit we receive from the Lord? The benefit of going out safe and come back safely. The benefit of going to bed and wake up ill and healthy. The benefit of eating and take the right direction. The benefit of not losing our mind. The benefit of not making an hospital to be a place of sleep. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. Oh God, we magnify your name. Be exalted, be exalted. Be exalted, oh Lord, our God. Lord, we say Hosanna in the highest. We lift your name. Our heart is full of praise. In the name of Jesus, be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. In the name of Jesus, be magnified. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. We glorify your name in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. One more. I want us to think deeply and praise the Lord for this. In Psalm 32, you know, I wonder what will happen if we are still making use of the old covenant or in time of Old Testament time. Read verse 1. Yes, thank you. He said, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. And look at verse 2. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputed not iniquity, and in whom spirit there is no guile. Beloved, all of these things came to pass because of the unfailing love of God and his mercy. What will have happened if our sin is not being forgiven? Or we'll be paying for the remission of our sin? How many, even we that committed sin, sometimes most of us do not count how many times we go against God each day. And each day, sins, if it's to be paid, we are in deep trouble. But God, he preempt this and make arrangement in forehand, in advance. Let's go to appreciate God for the mercy we receive from the Lord, for his love toward men, for his goodness and mercy, his wonderful word to the children of men in whom we are part of them. Oh, Lord, we worship your name. Oh, Lord, we worship your name. Oh, we magnify your name. Glorify your name. Oh God, we magnify your name, glorify your name. Oh God, we magnify, Lord, we magnify your name, glorify your name. Oh God, mighty God, we magnify, Lord, we magnify your name. Oh Lord, glorify your name. Oh God, we the faithful magnify your name, oh Lord, we magnify your name. Glorify your name, oh God. Father, we magnify your name for the sin forgiven, for this allocation you provided for us, that even though we are yes your sinner, your son died for us. We thank you because our sin is forgiven. Even as much we ask, thank you, Jesus. We praise your name that through this we can approach your presence through the mercy available. We can ask and with faith we receive from you. Be thou exalted, O Lord our God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. We praise your name. We give you adorations in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. We bless your name in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. This night, we are not going to take our time, but we want to pray with faith. We want to pray with faith and want to trust God. We enter this month, July, with prayer and fasting, all what we're asking for, that God show us mercy. And in this July, it is a must that the mercy of God must prevail for us in the name of Jesus and lead us to the oncoming month, to the end of this month. And we shall come out with achievement in our hands in the name of Jesus. This mercy that God has already apportioned for us is just for us to have them. Why? Because God himself has made us an overcomer. Praise the Lord. You know, last week when our daddy was ministering, he made us to realize that as a believer and a child of God that know who he or she is in Christ and knew his God, you must ask a question. You must ask a question. And there's need for that. A question needs to be asked on certain things, certain level, because God himself has already made arrangement for us. Arrangement of sin forgiven, arrangement of to prevail, arrangement of an overcomer. Can you just open 1 John 5:4? We are praying on that this night. Mercy is for us. Sin forgiving is for us. Also, there are other benefits that are for us. 1 John 5:4. Yes. Look at. Let's read it together, please. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. Where are we? We are in the world. But it does not matter what is in the world. What matters most is that we are born of God. And that when, as far as we are born of God, victory, being an overcomer, is an heritage we have in Christ. Praise the Lord. So this night we are decreeing that, you know, being an overcomer does not mean that we will not pass through situations. But the identity we have in Christ, that to overcome is an heritage, is a part of what the Lord has created us with. And it's a must that when we attempt anything, when we go to achieve certain things, it must be achievable for us in the name of Jesus, no matter comes our way. Because God has made this arrangement for us in destiny, and we must have it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. We are praying this night, beloved, for you and for me. There are things, if we look, there are things that it seems as if it is a contending saga. Sometimes this way, sometimes go this way. You know, this kind of play, some people play, some group will be there, some group, and they will join certain thing, join it. It depends on whom has more strength and energy. But for us, what is ours is ours. It shall not bypass us in the name of Jesus.
it shall not bypass us in the name of Jesus. Whatever that is ours that look as if many things are contending with us, they will give way in the name of Jesus. They will give way in the name of Jesus. And we are going to open our mouth and decree every contention over my victory, every contention over my achievement, every contention over what belongs to me. Today, give way, give way, give way in the name of Jesus. Begin to decree with your mouth. If you are on hell, if you are hearing me right now, begin to decree whatever you are, whatever belongs to you that are under contention right now. Begin to declare to whatever contending with you, even if they are unseen, declare to them by the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Give way, because why? You and me were an overcomer. So therefore, it's a must that we declare what belongs to us in destiny, that in the name of Jesus, whatever the contending with our destiny, either our career, our health, our life, our finances, we command you in the name of Jesus, give way, give way, give way in the name of Jesus. Give way in the mighty name of Jesus. Give way in the name of Jesus. Give way in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare, you have no right in my life. You have no right in my destiny. Lord, I decree whatever is heading me down, whatever is putting me backward, I declare today, they give way in the name of Jesus. We come to declare as a church, we voice out whatever resisting our advancement, we command today, be scattered in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. Every resistance to our advancement, oh my God, oh my God, we decree in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we command you, give way in the mighty name of Jesus. Resistance, give way, resistance, give way in the name of Jesus. Give way in the mighty name of Jesus. We command you, give way in the mighty name of Jesus. Give way in the name of Jesus. Give way, give way. You have no place in our destiny. Backwardness, stagnation, you have no room to operate. We don't want to concern about what we are doing. What we are sure is that victory is our portion in destiny. In the name of Jesus, we call unto you, we call you out this evening. Everything contending with our victory, give way in the name of Jesus. Give way in the mighty name of Jesus. Give way in the name of Jesus. We command with the word of God in our mouth, give way in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Give way in the name of Jesus. Give way in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, I want to pray to us. There are things that, not that we are not making efforts, not that we are not doing certain things, but the advancement is being resisted one way or the other. And it looks as if the strength we are putting into our effort does not show forth because there are resistance. Now, I was reading that part of the Bible. I think I said, great and effectual doors are open, but there are adversary. I was expanding on it. What is great door? What is effectual door? I have to realize that effectual door are unique doors. That one opener give way to many access. Well, we're not going there this now, but what we are doing is that to overcome in life is a must for us. That whatever we are putting effort into, they must come to reality. In the name of, as a church, we are going to decree that in the name of Jesus, resistance in the east, resistance in the west, resistance in the north, resistance in the south, over what we are putting together, over our expiration, today, scatter, lose your grip, in the name of Jesus, everything we are putting together, both in career, both in everything that is concerned our life, today we command you, hand of resistance, be cut off in the name of Jesus. Cut off resistance from any angle. Cut off in the mighty name of Jesus. Cut off in the name of Jesus. Cut off in the mighty name of Jesus. End of resistance from any angle. Cut off in the name of Jesus. Resistance from every angle. We call you by your name. Every power and principalities behind it, working out to resistance from any angle, we command you in the name of Jesus, be cut off in the name of Jesus, be cut off in the mighty name of Jesus, be cut off in Jesus' name, be cut off in the mighty name of Jesus, be cut off in the name of Jesus. Be cut off in the name of Jesus. Be cut off in the mighty name of Jesus. Be cut off in Jesus' name. We rebuke you. We denounce you. Resistance. You have no way in our life. You have no way in our destiny. You have no way in every of our endeavor. Resistance. Resistance. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I want us to use this medium to pray for every member that are individual that are putting something together. That are individual that some things are on process. That are individual that they are in a good plan. But in reality, it never shows. And you know, the curious thing is that time is ticking. We are going to pray for these members and we are going to pray for the church as well. But I want us to pray that for every expectations, for every effort by everyone, especially those that identify with this church, every effort must yield a successful outcome. I want us to issue a verdict. Know that word of God that said, where two, three people gather in his name, he is there to grant them their request. That word is ever factual and ever effective. The word is has been and it continues to be. I want us to issue a verdict right now here that everyone on any good process, everyone on any expectation, everyone that put the name of God ahead and expecting good news, that in the name of Jesus, by the verdict of this evening, we issue and declare there shall be a good outing, a good outcome in the name of Jesus. No failure, no bad news. No failure, no bad news. Begin to decree. Begin to decree. Oh my God, we decree as a voice. We issue a verdict this evening that, oh God, upon every effort, upon every planning, upon every process, come out. Good outcome, good news, in the name of Jesus. Very soon, good news from the north, good news from the south, good news from the east, good news from the west, good news begin to fly in from every angle. Testimony, we call you forth. Testimonies, we call you forth. We call you forth in the name of Jesus. We call you forth in the name of Jesus. We call you forth over every effort put together, over every planning, over every good plans, over every process going on right now. Produce successful outcome in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, it shall be said for this members, it shall be said of this individual member that God answer that expectation become manifestations in the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. Let there be a turnaround. Let there be a turnaround. Any process under stagnation, any process that stood still right now, today we command, move, move, and be turned around. Receive the grace of God. Receive the breath of God to take a new life. Receive the breath of God to be turned around in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and declare that what the Lord has promised us is what we shall enjoy in this place, in the mighty name of Jesus. As God, we declare it is done in the name of Jesus. We declare it is done in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's come together. Sleeping. Let's just use these children as and pray as well. These children. See them. There are grace upon them. Why? That's why Jesus said, let these children come unto me. Why? Their heart is pure. Listen. See. Those that form the church, adults, young ones, and children, we want to ask, and that's the last answer, that this church, it is a must. You must fulfill destiny. Whatever is heading us back, or whatever resistance from anywhere, especially from the pit of hell, give way. Whatever standing against us or standing at us, those things go down for us, for this church to rise. Let's begin to decree that in the name of Jesus, resistance against Cornerstone Fountain Church, go down for us, and we rise upon you. We rise upon you in the name of Jesus. The children are praying, the women pray, the men pray. Lord, we join forces together that, oh God, Cornerstone Fountain Church, you shall not be subjected to every resistance in the name of Jesus. Your growth is not subjected to any resistance in the name of Jesus. Every resistance against our advancement, go down for us. We ride upon you in the name of Jesus. We ride upon you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. We declare today it is done in the name of Jesus. It is done in Jesus' name. Let's go to our seat. Our Father, we thank you. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke every spirit of resistance against anything we are doing in the name of Jesus. Every good plan of everyone shall come to reality, and testimony follows in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To God be the glory. We thank the Lord that today we pray before God, and with faith, the answer is here with us in Jesus' name. We thank the Lord and we pray that his grace shall continue to sufficient for us in this house in the name of Jesus. Amen.